Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Wake Up!
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, what does all this mean? My mother had certain expressions that she used to use on Saturday mornings. We thought Saturday mornings were for a nice sleep-in. She thought they were for cleaning house. So you might have heard, come on girls, lickety-split, let's go. Come on, she would say, get a wiggle on. Let's get crackin'. And a lot of other things she would say in that vein to get us going. I think that that's what this gospel is about. It's about wake up. Wake up because there is a light shining in our world. You may think that our world is very black, but there is a light shining. There is a good news. There is something whole and holy and happy and true. Yes, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't let the evening news be your reality. Our reality is Jesus Christ and the good news. And that is how to set this world back straight up on its feet. For example, what can we do about this? Besides reading it and thinking about it, listening about it? Just, here's a very homey example. Stop and talk to the homeless person on the sidewalk. Stop and talk to the down and outer who's singing in with a guitar in the mall. He may be long-haired and unwashed, but stop and talk to him because every human person is important and every human person is addressed by Jesus. God bless you all, and remember, wake up.